Good morning, everybody, and welcome to my podcast. Happy Easter. My name is Kelly Hine, and thank you for following along. This will be my sixth podcast, and hopefully this is the most impactful of all of them. Today, I kind of want to talk about something that a lot of women are afraid to talk about because it happens so frequently and so often. Some women don't even realize that it's happened to them, but we're going to talk about sexual assault, molestation, and rape, and how that leads to becoming the women that we are today. So back when I was in the military, I was sexually assaulted at a party. I don't necessarily like to talk about it, and I don't bring it up, but to this day, it has impacted the way that I have felt about myself and the way that I have conducted myself in front of men for a very, very, very long time. That wasn't the only thing that affected me. Actually, when I lost my virginity, I ended up losing my virginity to somebody that I didn't even know. He was kind of a sleazebag for doing this. So let me just start off the conversation by saying that I was young. I was probably around 16, and I wanted to lose my virginity because I thought that's what everyone was doing. So when I did end up getting to that point, I was seeing this guy who I really, really liked, and he blew me off. He basically discarded me, and he broke up with me over MySpace. I know, MySpace, long time ago. But after that happened, I started talking to someone on the internet, on Facebook, who then messaged, actually, I think this still was on MySpace, who then messaged three other guys and asked them if they were interested in meeting me. I never met these guys, and I also didn't go to the school that this guy was, telling me about these other guys. He was a gay man. He was an awesome, really nice guy. And I had never personally met him, but he did go to the school that my sister went to and my brother went to. I went to a different high school. And he gave me three options. He said, you can meet this guy. He's a baseball player, you know, really smart, really great, really nice. And then he mentioned a couple of other ones, and he landed on the guy that was in CARE, which was a school for, people who weren't necessarily making grades or were missing school a lot. And I was like, yeah, I mean, he's really cute. He seems really nice. And, I messaged him and he invited me to come over to his house that day. So I went over to his house and I had a really good time. We watched a movie, we made out. And then the next day he invited me over again. So I went over to his house and we ended up having sex, and it was my first time. I lost my virginity, and I, you know, in the middle of it, it was really, really painful. And he was like, oh shit, you're a virgin. And like the whole perspective of my world changed at that moment. And this guy, you know, I started crying and I got really upset, and he was like, it's okay, everything's gonna be okay, no worries. And he ended up taking me home that night, and I get a text message from him a couple hours later. He says, my grandfather died and I'm going to be out of touch for a while, basically telling me not to message him. So I ended up messaging him a couple of days later, and he called me a stupid bitch, and he told me to fuck off and basically get out of his life. Now, for a 16-year-old woman, 16-year-old girl, that just means like, wow, like no guy wants me. And then I proceeded to message other men on Facebook and on MySpace, and I just was looking for someone to love me. All I wanted was to be loved, and all I wanted was somebody to make me feel that way. And because I wasn't getting it at home, and I wasn't I didn't have like the greatest, you know, relationships ever. And every time I did get into a relationship, it was with a guy that I had already been with, or something, you know, dramatic was happening. And it seemed like I was just getting into relationships with guys who were very unstable. So when I did find someone who loved and cared about me, I didn't know how to love and care for them back, which sucked so bad, because I did fall in love with my best friend, and my best friend and I dated for around 3 years, maybe a little bit more, but his parents didn't like me. They didn't want me to be with him. And he went off to college, and he missed me so much that he moved back down. And I was still a senior in high school when he was a freshman in college, and he ended up cheating on me while he was up in Greeley, where he was going to school, and that sucked. That sucked a lot, because I really wanted to make it work with him, and then everything just started to crumble with me and him. But I remember just standing in my my kitchen and saying goodbye to him, and that sucked too, because he was my best friend for so long. Him and I, you know, we haven't spoken since that day, and I just, I really loved and cared about him, and I just wanted to keep him in my life. But sometimes you just can't keep people in your life like that. But anyways, fast forward to my second year in the Navy. I came home, and I was standing in line at Chipotle with my sister, and lo and behold, three people in front of me, the guy that I lost my virginity to. Oh my goodness. How awkward. There he was. I mean, clear as day, I knew exactly who he was, and I ended up adding him on Facebook that same day. And I messaged him, and I was like, hey, I just wanted to say that, you know, I saw you at Chipotle. I was there with my sister, and I just wanted to see how you were doing. And he was like, who are you? Which, like, really hurt, because, wow, like, this is the guy that I lost my virginity to, and he has no idea who I am. Not a clue. It's so crazy now thinking about that, because now him and I are just Facebook friends, and he'll message me every once in a while and ask me for clients, because he's a real estate agent in Colorado, and my phone keeps going off, so I keep getting distracted, but whatever. And I will just not be interested in having a conversation with him, because I hold so much, like, hate for him, and it's, you know, it's time to let go of that. But I think the whole message here is just everything that happens to you when you're a kid has such a huge impact on you for the rest of your life. So when you're raising your kids and you're trying to keep them from making horrible mistakes, it's best to talk to them and be open and candid about situations. Because if my parents were a little bit more open with me, I think I wouldn't have made a lot of the same mistakes that I made. Like, I passed up a good man because we were just not in the right state of mind. I mean, he was my best friend, and that's all I could ever ask for in a man, is for someone to become my best friend and someone I could trust. I think that there's a spectrum of people, and I'm not really going to bring that up right now, because I want to put that in a different podcast, but I want to find someone that's in between. And it's hard to do that when you're so used to dealing with people who have always been through a ridiculous amount of trauma, just like you. But I know that I'm a lot stronger than a lot of women, because I have been through such horrible, horrible things. But it still doesn't, you know, negate the fact that I was in the military, and every guy that, you know, gave me attention, I ended up sleeping with, and it just degraded me as a person, and it made me feel so horrible inside and out. So I would drink and get drunk and then end up hooking up with somebody, and it was just a repetitive cycle over and over and over and over again. And every time I just wanted it to be different. Every time I just wanted some man to see me for who I was, but I was giving them what they wanted. And that right there is something that so many women don't ever learn. So you don't have to give yourself to a man. If the right man loves you enough, he will respect you enough to wait. Don't let a man call you baby after meeting you or talking to you on an app for an hour. Don't. Be strong enough to say, just absolutely not. Do not call me baby until you've given me, until you've proven to me, until you have physically done something to deserve that. Because your words don't mean anything if they're not followed by action. For a long time, I was very scarred by being sexually assaulted in the military. And the only way that I knew how to shut everything up and to just, you know, get away from it all is to work out. And that's why I became so into working out. I mean, deployments, I would go to the gym for 3 hours a day. 3 hours a day. I would be at the gym doing whatever, whenever I could. And I needed that. I absolutely needed that, because if I didn't have that, I don't know where I would be right now. The military makes it so difficult for you to fix your mental health, even though you need it. A lot of people are struggling when they're in the military, when they get out of the military, and I think that that's horrible. Mental health is so real. It's so real. So many people in this world are having a hard time with it. And not everyone is perfect. The other day, I decided that I wanted to go on antidepressants because I think that it's necessary for me so I can heal even more, because I want to be the best version of myself. I want to give myself everything that I possibly can. I want to give myself a real shot at becoming the woman that I deserve to be. I called the VA to see if they could prescribe me something, and they told me that they couldn't see me for 6 weeks. In 6 weeks' time, you could be feeling better on that medication. In 6 weeks' time, something bad could happen to somebody. I don't think that people really truly realize the difficulty that 6 weeks could really be on someone, or could really have on someone. The difficult feelings and the anxiety and the depression, it really just, it's so impactful. Not to mention dealing with past trauma and trying to heal from relationships where you were abused, and just everything on top of one another, it gets difficult. So 6 weeks, I said to the lady on the phone, I said, 6 weeks, huh? I really need to be on medication because I want to feel better. Please let my doctor know that I need to speak with her as soon as possible. And this is the first time that the VA has ever done anything remotely in a timely manner. My doctor called me an hour later and she prescribed me medication. And that was great. That was really awesome. I'm very happy that happened, and we'll see how it goes from there. But telling a veteran or telling anybody that your services are full and that you can't prescribe the medication right away, it makes everything so much more difficult. I've heard story after story where people can't even get in to see mental health. That's a problem. That is a huge problem in this world. Anyways, I kind of did a social experiment today because I was having a conversation with somebody who lives in Europe, and he was like, I've gotten so many pictures on, or so many likes on this one picture, and it's because I have my shirt off. And I was like, yeah, well, I mean, that is the way of the world that sex sells. So I posted a picture in my bikini today, and I had over 500 likes in an hour. 1 hour. Everything impactful that I have to say on my podcast, people don't want to listen to it. But I feel like I could really help someone. And that's all I really want to do is if I could just help one person. If I could just help that teenager that's struggling, wondering why she's not like her friends losing her virginity, and make her realize that she needs to wait and she needs to respect her body. Genuinely wait. You don't have to make anyone love you by giving up your body, your mind, your soul. I did that for my whole life so far. I gave up every piece of me so I can make other people happy. I promise you, I will never do that again. I gave up the best parts of me. I am not the same person that I was 10 years ago. I am not the creative, loving, caring woman all the time. I let the other parts of me win. I've been living in an analytical world and doing stuff that I never thought that I would be doing. Not in a million years. But I ended up here because I was so afraid to be myself. This is my self-discovery journey, and this is me trying to help as many people as I can with my stories. I love every single one of you, and I want every single one of you to succeed and not be in situations where you think you can't get out of. I hope that this helps somebody and it makes you realize that you can go through a lot of stuff and still come out the other end a beautiful and wonderful woman. You are wonderful. You are worth it. You are beautiful. You are strong. You are loved. And most of all, you deserve to be respected. You deserve so much more than you're giving yourself credit for. I love you all so much. And again, I hope this impacts someone's life. Thanks for listening. You guys have a wonderful Easter. If you don't celebrate that, then have a wonderful Sunday. It's beautiful outside here in Virginia, and I'm ready to go for a walk. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.